Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1726, Balance, the Key to Health and Success, by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, for a lot more blogs being narrated for you, check out Optimal Living Daily. You can search and find that podcast wherever you're listening to this. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Balance, the Key to Health and Success, by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. We get to understand balance when we experience what it feels like to be out of balance. Last Sunday morning, I sat down in front of my computer to write my blog for my weekly newsletter. 30 minutes went by, and nothing. I stepped away from my desk and prepared my breakfast and lunch, and then sat back down in front of my computer. Still nothing. I felt like I had no more thoughts in my head. My brain went on strike. Monday was a repeat. I spent the whole day feeling anxious and depressed. What was going on with me? I had work to do. I felt like I was done. I was done thinking, talking, strategizing, creating. By Tuesday morning, I realized that I had to stop resisting what was happening, and I made the decision to take the week off. If you don't stop, you'll be forced to stop. If you're an entrepreneur or a full-time parent, you know how huge that is. But it occurred to me that the last time I took a week off was last December, when I was in bed with the flu. And then I reflected on my whole entrepreneurial life and noticed that though I took my yearly vacation to be with my family for 2 weeks, the only other times I took a break was when I got sick. Like my body literally had to stop me. With all my talk of balance and health, I still get caught in the idea that I have to be productive for my life to have meaning. Can you relate to that? Are you a victim of this fallacy? Well, guess what? We can only get so far out of balance until our bodies and our minds will rebel in the form of symptoms. The yin and yang dietetic model. When the pendulum swings to one end, it will inevitably swing to the other end. The sages of old understood that perfectly and devised philosophies that remind us of balance. Chinese philosophy talks of the balance between the yin and yang energies. When I was training as a holistic health counselor, I learned about the yin and yang dietetic model. Basically, when you eat too much of one type of food, like eggs, red meat, and cheese, you're going to crave the foods on the opposite side of the spectrum, like sugar, alcohol, and caffeine. Through our cravings, our physiology tries to create balance. Of course, the goal of the yin and yang dietetic model is to eat foods that are right in the middle of the spectrum, so we maintain balance at all times. Yoga and the integration of our active and receptive functions. In yoga philosophy, health and balance, the premise of spiritual awakening, happen when the subtle energies of Ida and Pingala are in perfect harmony. Renowned Australian psychologist Dr. Swami Shankardev of BigShakti.com and my meditation and yoga psychology mentor writes, quote, Ida and Pingala point to two basic modes of function on which all our bodily and mental processes work. Each and every cell of our body, every organ, the brain, the mind, everything is polarized and interconnected at both the physical and subtle levels. And this allows us to think, speak, and act in a concerted, balanced, synchronous manner, every part working to help every other part. End quote. Ida and Pingala, the receptive and active modes. Quote, modern psychology describes the two main modes of man's being as an active mode and a receptive mode. Yoga calls the active mode Pingala and the receptive mode Ida. Our active mode is designed to ensure survival, and the receptive mode is designed to ensure rest and recuperation of energy in the endless struggle for life and existence. Though we may think of ourselves healthy, most of us spend our lives in unbalanced states. We tend to spend increasingly longer periods in active, left brain, sympathetic dominant mode as we grow out of our childhood. This is probably a major factor in the spiraling incidence of psychosomatic disease today, triggered by a state of chronic stress. End quote. For true and sustainable health, we have to have equal time of activity and daydreaming. As a business person, I know how challenging that can be. But think about it. If my body and brain break down as a result of my imbalance, who's going to take care of my business? So I've decided to regularly schedule time off in my calendar. A day, a week, when I don't do anything business related. And yes, it's a bit scary, but I will remember something that Maharishi Mahesh Yogi used to say, do less to accomplish more. Now, one last note on what I said earlier about spiritual awakening. Sustainable health and balance are achieved when these two modes, energies, flows, whatever you want to call them, active and receptive, can be made to function simultaneously. When that level of integration, which is what the word yoga literally means, happens, then we're able to live in the wholeness and fullness of our true spiritual nature. You just listened to the post titled Balance, the Key to Health and Success by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Just the other day, I was having a phone conversation with my boss, and she said, when are you going to take a vacation? I've noticed I haven't received an email from you requesting any days off. And I said, oh, I don't know. I'll be planning something, maybe end of June, maybe August. And she basically had to tell me, look, you talk about balance in your stress management classes, and yet I don't know if you're following that. So she kind of sort of gave me a lecture. She gave me the what for when it came to me taking time for myself. And you know what? She was right. And in fact, as I was reading some of Laura's words to you, I was remembering how I was feeling this way not too long ago. Laura started her article with talking about how her brain basically went on strike, how she would just sit there in front of her laptop and nothing was happening. Mentally, she described herself as just being done, done thinking, talking, strategizing, done creating. And I had that moment. And so as I was staring at my laptop, sure enough, I was able to create something. It was basically an email to my supervisor requesting a week off at the end of June. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, and I'll be back with a bonus episode today. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.